heck, April said, and then leaned over to jab Gemma with a finger. Come on, it doesn't work if you don't pick. Left, Gemma said. With a flourish, April revealed the bag of chips in her left hand, jalapeno cheddar flavored. Sucker, she said, sliding the chips across the table to Gemma. Maybe if you'd been paying attention. She produced a second bag of chips, salt and vinegar, Gemma's favorite, and opened it with her teeth. She offered the bag to Gemma. Good thing I'm so nice. This was a tradition dating from midway through freshman year, when the school had, for whatever reason, begun stocking various one-off and weird chip flavors. Probably, April theorized, because they got them on the cheap in discount variety packs. They'd made a game of picking blind. One good bag, one bad. Even though they always split the salt and vinegar anyway. But Gemma wasn't hungry. She hadn't been hungry in weeks, it seemed. Not since spring break and Haven and Lyra and Selim. Before, she'd always been hungry, even if she didn't like to eat in front of other people. Now everything tasted like dust, or the hard, bitter grit of medicine accidentally crunched between the teeth. Every bite was borrowed, no, stolen, from the girl who should have come before. She, Gemma, wasn't supposed to be here. Hey, do I have to get you a shock collar or something? April's voice was light, but she wasn't smiling. Gemma reached over and took a chip, just to make April feel better. Across the cafeteria, the Ballard twins were huddled over the same phone, sharing a pair of headphones, obviously watching a video. Brandon Ballard was actually smiling, although he didn't seem to know how to do it correctly. He was kind of just baring his teeth. Did you know some twins can communicate telepathically? Gemma asked suddenly. April sighed so heavily her new bangs fluttered. That's not true. It is, Gemma said. They have their own languages and stuff. Making up a language is different from communicating telepathically. Well, it's both. It was weird to see Brandon and Brant together. Brandon was dressed all in black, with a fringe of black hair falling over his eyes, and a sweatshirt that had two vampire fangs on it. Brant was wearing blue chucks and low-rider jeans, and his hair was brown and curly and kept long, supposedly because Aubrey Connolly, his girlfriend, and the most cold-hearted of all the cold-hearted pack wolves, loved to pull it when they were having sex in the back of her BMW. It didn't make a difference. They had the same slouch, the same lips, the same wide-spaced brown eyes, the same way of slugging through the halls as if the destination would come to them and not the other way around. Do you know that sometimes twins, like, absorb each other in the womb? Gemma went on. I watched this thing online about it. This woman thought she had a tumor, and then they found teeth and hair and stuff inside. Can you imagine? April stared at her. Eating, she said, except she had just taken a bite of her sandwich and it came out, ifing. Sorry, Gemma said. April swallowed and took a huge sip of coconut water, eyeing Gemma the whole time, as if she were a bacterial culture in danger of infecting everybody. You're not hungry? She said. Gemma moved her sandwich around on her tray a little. I had a big breakfast. She wouldn't meet April's eyes. April always knew when she was lying. April shoved her tray aside and leaned forward to cross her arms on the table. I'm worried about you, Gem. I'm fine, Gemma said automatically. She must have said it 1,000 times in the past few weeks. She kept waiting for it to be true. You are not fine. Your brain is on autopilot. You're hardly eating anything. Suddenly, you're obsessed with the Ballard twins. I'm not obsessed with them, Gemma said quickly, and forced herself to look away from Brandon, who was slouching toward the door, so pale he could have been the ghost of his twin brother. Obsessed? April repeated. You talk about the Ballard twins more than you talk about your own boyfriend. Your new boyfriend, she continued, before Gemma could open her mouth. Your new awesome boyfriend.